On the phone and joining us right now is Jerima Gorham. Hi, Jerima. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic to have you join us this evening. Really appreciate
Thank you.
It. Are you well?
I am. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, staying healthy. Everybody in the family's healthy?
You know, just taking it day by day. We've had some different instances, but it's just about being safe and wise. So just taking it day by day. Yeah.
So you are a teacher and you also have started a nonprofit called Burst Into Books. Tell me about Burst Into Books.
Yeah, so we started Burst Into Books August of 2018. It really started off from I'm a teacher, but I'm also a mother. And so starting a book club for my son, and just that idea has blossomed into this nonprofit. And so our focus is advocacy, the arts, educational and family programming. And so we host everything from book clubs to family events, book giveaways, a lot of like conferences centered around literacy and helping the community. And so I'm really proud of it. Again, we're still a very new organization, but we've been able to really help throughout the South Side and the city of Chicago.
Do you mind telling me where you teach and what grade you teach?
Yeah. So I am a high school teacher. I teach at Butler College Prep. It is in the Roseland Pullman area. And I teach ninth grade physical science. So I've been a teacher for 12 years, and I've taught everything from kindergarten, and now I'm in high school. So, yeah, missing my kids, missing kind of the normalcy of all of that. But, yeah.
Well, you're incredibly talented and gifted to be able to teach all of those grades and having taught all of those grades as well. Being a
Thank
teacher,
you.
Obviously, you don't get paid enough. No teacher ever does. It's more than a full-time job. So how did you decide that you were going to undertake also doing this incredible organization that brings books into people's lives that really need them?
You know, it really just came from, I just love a quote that talks about like being the change you don't see. So really speaking like in my neighborhood, I grew up in the Art Gresham neighborhood. I taught and I teach in Roseland and Pullman, and there are just not a lot of programs for family that help when it comes to literacy, family events, being able to have those resources for families. And just like I said, being a teacher, reading is at the foundation of everything, regardless of the subject area. I teach science, but reading is all throughout, right? You got math, you got English. And so if kids are suffering when it comes to understanding literacy and writing, they're going to suffer in all their grades. And so I just really wanted to create a program that can be a ed partnership to schools, but also can be a resource in the community. Our book clubs are free. Our donations are free. We have programming that does cost, so like our conferences and things of that nature, but we've had a lot of support from the community and people in the city to help to make it that it can be affordable for the families. Because, again, if we're starting to make reading something beyond homework, just something that's a part of your everyday, is going to help you in other spaces as well. And so I really just, it is extra work, but it's my passion. So it doesn't feel like work because I understand what is going to benefit and help others in the long run.
I can hear it in your voice. I can tell it's your passion.
Yeah.
I can tell that you are living Gandhi's quote by being the change you wish to see in the world.
A lot of
book clubs right now are having to switch up how they normally operate. So how are you guys adjusting to this stay-at-home order?
You know, it's so, it's interesting, right? Because we build off the energy and the families being together. However, I've been excited because it allowed me to, like, explore different platforms. So even just now, we ended an online bedtime story series. So we're doing bedtime and online story time during the week, so that families still can have connection with the authors and with the different people that work with our organization. We do Monday and Wednesday bedtime at 7. We do Tuesday and Thursday online story time. And then we host like different, you know, workshops that we would normally do in person online. And it's been really cool because, to be honest, you know, because we're in Chicago, you know, of course we support all the different sides of the city, but because you're online, you can expand. So like yesterday, our author for our story time was from Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a sign-up sheet. If you want to be a reader, you can sign up. And because we're online, location isn't an issue anymore. So you can still be a guest reader from another city. And it just allows, I think, families and people who want to give back an opportunity to do that. Like, you're in your home anyway. What's a way that I can still support and help families? And so we just moved everything to an online platform so that families still are getting resources. And we send weekly academic game plans to families, so resources they can use online, activities they can do, whether they have a computer or not, just so they can feel like, you know, we're getting stuff from the schools, but we're also getting support in other areas as well.
Jerima, what an important time for you to be up and running right now, and especially with parents homeschooling and kids looking for things to do, and being, if you don't live in a neighborhood where you can have a yard, then they're stuck inside all day. And books are such a great escape. They also help you dream. They also help you imagine and vision, you know, envision what you could be and where you could go and who, you know, what your life could look like, especially if if you wanted to look different than it looks right now as a kid. I know that's how I was. So how are you getting the books to the kids now? Are you guys doing little care packages?
We are. So we currently, I'm excited because, again, I do great work, but there's also amazing organizations in the city who come together. And so there's an organization in Inglewood led by an amazing woman named LaTanya Johnson. She has an organization called LaTanya and the Youth of Inglewood. And so she put a call out to some of us who are youth leaders and like, hey, we need to do something for families. And so we have been putting together these COVID-19 youth activity relief bags. And so in those bags, I have book donations, she gets donations, you know, the different organizations that's working with us. And so we've been putting these bags together since Monday. We just put the work, the flyer out on Monday, and we've been getting such a huge turnout of people who need it. And so we're excited because we're going to be able to not only provide these resources from kids from kindergarten to eighth grade, but we're going to deliver it to the home. So that's not an issue as far as getting the resources. But it's been really great because, again, it's just another way for us to give the book. So in the bags, our books, there are arts and crafts activities, there are puzzles, there's toys, there are all these different things that kind of give kids a mind break because they're getting a lot of stuff from school, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But again, they still are under a lot of stress. You know what I mean? So giving them opportunities to still have things and be able to be kids, and also getting a little pressure off the parents to have to figure that out as well. So we are kicking that initiative off this week, and we're going to be doing it ongoing until, you know, we get to go back to school.
Well, books cost money, so how are you making sure that you have enough books, and how can we help?
Yeah, so we are currently taking monetary and in-kind donations. I just want to shout out the city. We have started to get emails from teachers who are like, oh, we have some books, I have some sets if you want to take it. We've had people that have dropped off things because we're meeting at LaTanya's Youth Center. But people can also donate monetary donations. And so if you go to Birth Into Books, www.birthintobooks.org, there is a tag that says donate. You'll donate, let us know it's towards the relief bags, and all of those funds are used for us to go and continue to replenish and get more bags so it can be ongoing. So it's really been donations, both in-kind and monetary.
Well, the work you're doing is super important. I'm guessing you're making all these deliveries as safely as possible. They're contactless.
Yes. Drop off, no contact, but at least making sure families get them. So, yeah.
And the website is Burst Into Books. It's B-U-R-S-T, like the word burst, into, I-N-T-O, and books, B-O-O-K-S. Make sure that's plural, and make sure that you get that it's .org. Burst Into Books.
.org.
Yep, Burst Into Books.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, Burst Into Books. Oh, no, I'm saying burstintobooks.org. And if a family wants to get a package or a relief bag, you can email us. We have an email for this initiative. It's called COVID Youth Relief Bags at gmail.com. So, again, COVID Youth Relief Bags at gmail.com. You'll email us. I'll send you the link so you can fill out everything so we can get your information, and we will let you know when we will deliver that bag.
I'm guessing being a full-time teacher plus being a full-time mom, you don't really have, and running this nonprofit, you don't really have time to read. Are you reading a book right now, or is there a favorite book you'd like to recommend?
I am reading books. I mean, I need it. Like you said, it's a break. It gives you just a mind break. And so I read, I'm currently reading a couple of books at the same time. One of the books that I'm absolutely enjoying is by Eve Ewing, who is a Chicago native. It's called Ghost Yard, Ghost in the Schoolyard. I'm also reading Why Did the Cage Bird Sing by Maya Angelou. So just kind of like breaking it up. I'm also coloring. Coloring is so relaxing. So just I think it's important that as we're trying to, yes, like you said, be a parent, be a teacher, be all these things, that self-care is most important. And so understanding when it's time to take a break, but also making sure I take those breaks so I have the energy to do the work. So,
well, I'm glad you're reading, you're practicing what you're preaching, and you're doing really good work. So thanks so much for being with us, Dreema.
Of course. Gorham, founder, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Founder of Burst Into Books. You stay safe out there. And call us back and check in with us and let us know how you're doing. And, of course, call us anytime you have a book recommendation. There's a ton of book clubs happening right now, so we can always use your expert advice on what next to read. Thanks, Dreema.
Awesome. Thank you. Take care.
You as well.